Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Is pet insurance really worth it?
I think it. I have I have 2 cats and a horse, and they're all insured.
Yeah.
My animals are insured too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So there's your answer. I mean, I have there are 2 shelter cats. I got them as kittens from the shelter. Within the first day, there was a red ribbon in the litter box.
Perfect.
It wasn't a gift. He didn't wrap it in a bow or something.
Right.
Here's your almond roca, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you, gift, Mom. But I didn't know where it came from. I think we had a half deflated balloon that had the ribbon on it. And that same cat still chews everything he can find, anything with a crinkle or a wrapper.
Right.
I haven't had to have the foreign body surgery yet, but I've got pet insurance
just
on him.
Just in case.
Yeah.
And that's someone being in the field, right? I mean, this is even with our
discounts
and the availability. Right? We still have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And again, I mean, unfortunately, the cost of care is something that has really limited what veterinarians can do. There's prayer and hope that we get this more under control. But until it is, pet insurance is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That cat, the Abyssinian cat,
we
had to send over the rainbow in 2019. Oh. I spent $10,000 on his care. He had started out with
inflammatory bowel.
No, it wasn't. That was the one thing. No, that was a good guess though. I like that. He actually had an acute kidney issue, and then we of course started dumping lots of fluids into him, and then that revealed a cardiac issue. He had a cardiomyopathy. So $10,000 I spent on him over about a year. And I also got about $8,000 of that reimbursed to me. It was a rotating fund of this visit is a couple grand. I'm getting $1,800 back or whatever.
Yes.
And so it made it so that I was able to know what kind of quality of life I could get from him and feel comfortable when the time came to euthanize him that everything had been done.
Right.
And just so that everyone listening knows, we will have a pet insurance expert on the show.
Yeah.
We have one booked. We've gotten questions about pet insurance, the importance of pet insurance. Is it really worth it? But what I told my clients all the time, pet insurance is kind of like life insurance. You pay for it. You never want to use it.
Right.
But heaven forbid you need it. It's there.
It's amazing.
It's there. You don't ever want anyone to cash in your life insurance policy.
Right. Right.
But if something happens, it's there.
And I think people don't realize that they need to pay up front and then they get reimbursed, right? They just will come, well, I'm not paying my bill. I have pet insurance. We're like, no, no, no. Yeah. It doesn't work like that. Yeah,
it's still a little bit of a strain because you do have to be able to. I'm not saying it was right. easy for me to pay a few hundred or a few thousand each time he had an episode, but I was comforted knowing it would be mostly reimbursed.
Yeah. You were just involved a lot with the LA fires that we had going on here. So I just wanted to go over a few kind of emergency preparedness questions just to kind of give some owners some information. What should every pet owner have in an emergency preparedness kit for their pet?
Oh, I hope I don't screw this one up. honestly, it's one of those things where I have a list at home because when that situation happens, I'm not counting on my memory.
Right.
So I guess the first thing I would say is have a list on a device, have it printed, have for you, for your pets. When I did kind of a dry run of what I would need to do for evacuating, there was a fire that was close to me before the LA fires, and I had some thoughts about it, and I realized the one thing I wasn't thinking about the cat food bowls, I wasn't thinking about the cat food, a litter container.
Right.
I was thinking about the physical cats and their carriers and the things that I needed for myself. So go through that dry run and realize the pet's medications that they have. Maybe it's not a medication you give them all the time. Maybe it's when they have an allergy flare-up or something.
Right.
Make sure all of that is, and put it all in the same place. How many of us have these things that are just scattered in different places all around the house?
Right. Go buy a container.
Yeah.
Right.
And just label it and know that... And it comes for more than just animals, right?
Yeah,
it's even for yourself. You should have containers ready to go because we're talking all natural disasters.
Yeah.
The fires in LA were god-awful.
And I think, in that moment, you never know how much time you have to get out, right? So if someone says you have a half an hour,
when you have embers,
you may be able to go through it a little bit.
Right.
You know, you may be able to process it mentally a little bit better than, hey, I mean, you got to go now.
Yeah. We're talking East Coast with hurricanes. We're talking the plain states in the Midwest with tornadoes.
Right.
We're talking floods. I mean,
you don't always have a ton of warning.
Nature's changing, right? But the problem in LA is that they did not have time. You have 85, 90 mile an hour winds that were blowing embers miles.
Right.
Right. So even though you thought, oh, it's over on that ridge, before you knew it, it was in your backyard.
Yeah.
Make sure you have medical information for your pet. What medications they're on, their doctor, all of that. And I mentioned a horse earlier. I will say the equine community really bands together in these situations.
Yes.
They've had to deal with so many of these challenges. Some of my experiences from my shelter life and equine, this was before we had a horse of our own, is that the expectation was that somebody was going to come and save them, you know, they're going to back up their gilded trailer and take your stallion that's never been trailered before. No, it doesn't work that way. You want to have a plan for that animal because they're not
Sorry,
something.
Guys.
The you know, horses aren't easy to evacuate. So thankfully, the equestrian community, at least around here, we're very lucky that we have a very tight community, and they were showing up and lining up. I saw photos. I know my daughter rides a horse, which is why I never thought I would own a horse. But but our trainer was up there with her six slant trailer. It was just, they were all people holding their horses' lead lines and waiting to trailer them up. They were very lucky. But they're going to want their Coggins test information. They're going to want to be able to label their horse somehow. Write your phone number on their hoof or
their halter.
I've heard spray painting your phone number on them too. Like if you have to if you have to let them go to avoid the fire, the best is spray paint your number on them and just.
And I want to give a shout out at this point to the Compton Cowboys. They were, it was a group of guys out of Compton, and they were driving in and out of those fires rescuing horses.
Yeah.
It was
all their resources. I mean, everybody, like you said, just getting those trailers you know.
And that's the problem. They had to get the trailers through a lot of the fire to get to where the horses were.
Yeah.
And it was some of the most impressive things I've ever seen. And they were on the news saying, hey, this is our number. If you need us, let us know. We're going to come get your horse for you. The equine community, when it comes to natural disaster, is crazy.
Nobody wants to. None of them want to see a story of animals left behind, any of that. So when it comes to most of us have household pets.
Right.
That is theoretically a little bit easier. If you know it's coming or you're hearing that there's something coming, especially with animals that are hard to find or catch in that moment, your cat that disappears whenever you need to take it for a car ride or something,
right,
already get it enclosed in a bathroom or someplace it can't escape from.
Put the right, cat they don't have to necessarily go straight into a carrier.
No, they don't
just
necessarily.
Just get them somewhere that you can grab.
You're hearing on the news that there's evacuation areas that are voluntary around you. Maybe that might be your first step when you're looking for your list and all your other items.
And if you hear of severe storms coming your way, you know, get your animals into that bathroom, because chances are that's where you're going to end up, right? I went through that in Illinois. You know, if there's a hurricane coming, at least you get like three days advance. But just don't wait to the last minute. Have a plan. You should sit down with the family. Have a plan with the family, because it is very important that the communication is there.
Yeah.
When it comes to any natural disaster, and especially when it comes to the animals, everyone needs to know the plan.
Yeah. If I must evacuate, what's the safest way to transport my pet?
In a carrier.
Yeah.
I would, in a box or carrier. I shouldn't say obviously. If you have a big dog, it doesn't fit in a box. But you want to make sure that the dog's leash and harness, whatever it normally leaves the house in, is on. You may live in an area where you have open yards, and make sure you have the collar, the leash, the name tag that maybe the collar isn't on them very often. Make sure the collar with the name tag and phone number is on. Long before any of this, I hope they're all microchipped.
I was going to ask you, what is your opinion about microchipping?
Yeah, I have two indoor cats. They're both microchipped, and they always wear their collar with their name tag. Sometimes they get in a little tussle. They have breakaway collars. They'll be rolling around or something, and I'll find a collar on the floor. I usually have to replace the collar. And you know why I do it? I don't do it because I think, oh, if there's a fire or if there's something. I honestly do it so that I don't hate myself if something happens to them. If a door gets open and a service worker or somebody leaves a door open, I have a guest and a cat runs out and I can't find it, I don't want to be thinking, oh, if I just had the microchip or if I just had the collar on them, they're on all the time.
Well, another trick now, especially in 2025, because, I mean, you read on, at least on our chats, about what people think about microchips, so I'm not going to go there, but AirTags.
Oh, yeah.
Apple AirTags on the collar. It helps you track them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're in a really coyote densely populated area. And I can't even tell you the amount of pets on next door that are listed, you know, got out last night and they never come home. And more than likely in our area, if your pet's gone for a significant amount of time, it's coyotes, you know. But AirTags are great because you are instantly able to pick up
A signal,
right? You're not having to. Microchips are great because anybody can bring to a vet.
And animal control will scan a deceased pet, even part of one if it was a coyote victim a victim of a car, something like that.
Yeah, for closure. I mean, it's horrible closure. A horrible closure.
And my other thing, my other soapbox about microchips is keep the information current.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times we would find it'd be some animal looks perfectly well, like it just went to the groomer. You know somebody cares for this dog.
Yeah.
Maybe it even have a shave spot for a recent IV catheter or something. You know somebody did something with this animal. And the microchip goes to a dead end. There's nobody on the other end. So whenever you move, you change phone numbers. Contact the microchip company, and it's usually a very nominal fee just to update your information. Very well worth it.
They just had that big microchip company, right, that shut down, and then everybody lost all their information. So I immediately, half my pets are with AKC, and then the other ones are with, Home Again. And I called Home Again and added my AKC pets to the Home Again company, and then I added my Home Again guys to AKC.
Clever.
And they do it for free. So it was really nice. And they're both that way. If something happens, everybody's twice.
Even if your animal's tattooed, because a lot of shelters can't get a hold of a tattoo database.
Yeah,
right.
The microchip is very important.
How can I make sure my pet is ready for a natural disaster like a wildfire, earthquake, or hurricane?
Well, you got to run them through drills.
No, right.
duck and cover. I mentioned horse. I mean, I hope your horse can trailer.
Yeah.
I hope that your dog tolerates you putting its collar on, is trained well enough to put its harness or collar on and lets you grab those things. Having things out regularly having a carrier,
yeah,
or even dogs, a lot of times that's their crate. Their crate is out all the time. If they're comfortable in that space, they should be easy to find and easy to get into that space. Even if maybe treats, you can try doing that in advance, putting some treats in there, feeding them in that crate, so that when the time comes and you need to get them in the crate, it's not a nightmare of trying to find a way to do it.
Right.
You can put a cat. You could probably do it with a dog too. I've never done it. You can put a cat in a pillowcase.
Right.
Something so long as,
because you just want to get
out.
Yeah. Get yourself out, get your kids out, and then get your animals out.
If you think there's a storm coming, or like you said, with hurricanes, you have a little bit of notice. We talk about sedatives all the time too, you know, just to get them through that anxious portion of it. If you know your dog doesn't like thunder or lightning or all these big, loud, booming
noises.
Or
even the crazy thing is what I saw in Illinois when the horrible storms came through, when that low barometric pressure came in, the horses went crazy.
Yeah. They know.
They know. They can feel it. They can sense it. So, I mean, you don't need like a 4th of July type event of storms.
Right.
Just the barometric pressure alone can change the animal's demeanor.
But I like that you mentioned the sedatives, because those are something you're going to want to get in advance from your veterinarian. So we all know 4th of July is, you know, people, you know, at 5 o'clock on the 3rd of July want to get into their vet. you need to do it long in advance, you know, that this is coming, or even let your vet know, I'd like to have this on hand. I will tell you that my one of my cats, he's a little more aloof. He's one of those ones you feel very honored when he chooses you or lets you hold him for a little bit.
Yeah.
He's pretty much my cat. I took him to the veterinary dentist last week, and I gave him gabapentin, which has a great anti-anxiety effect on cats.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to see him out and social.
Yeah.
He was out and about. He wanted me to pick him up, following me everywhere. Would have been a real easy cat to pick, and he was, to pick up and put in his carrier when it was time for me to take him in.
Right.
And if I did have a disaster scenario or something like that, it would be a great way to help ensure that I could get him in that moment.
Ease the transport.
Well, and that's what I say, even the transport too, because we've talked about it before, where cats most of the time aren't in carriers, right? So they're either going to the vet or something traumatic in their eyes is happening when they're in a carrier. So, and you don't know if you're displaced in a natural disaster, how quickly you're getting into a hotel if you have family nearby.
Or a shelter,
mm-hmm. right? Like, you have no idea how long it's going to be until you're somewhere where you're going to stay. So, and that can be really stressful for them.
Well, they read your stress too.
Yeah. How do you find pet friendly shelters during an evacuation?
Oh, so I'm going to say social media. I used to think it was a terrible way to be reunited with pets, that they're going on social media instead of looking at the shelters. And I will tell you, people are reunited with pets really quickly that way. And that's how I found a great deal of information that I shared with our Southern California VMA members, because I followed the local municipal shelters. I followed the local emergency services. And most of those are continually posting what shelters are open and how you can get to them, what they're accepting, and they also post their pets. One of them is that app. It's going to leave me right now. It'll come to me later after the podcast. Yeah. but there are apps that are great for, I can see it in my head.
Pawboost?
Dog Finder?
No. It's going to come to me. It's an app. It shows you all the evacuation areas.
Oh.
And it also shows in it, you can look at the layers, and it'll show you, if you click on the shelters, it actually tells you whether they're pet friendly or not.
Oh, that's amazing.
And another thing also to follow the social media, at least I know in our area, all the general practices, like when there were fires up in Big Bear, we would be like, if you're displaced, please, you can drop your animal off at no charge.
Yeah.
Like veterinary hospitals will open their doors to help animals, because shelters for people and shelters for animals get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So if you need, just follow the social media threads, even Nextdoor, Instagram, TikTok, all those, because that's where it will pop up. Hey, are you being displaced from the LA fires?
Yeah.
You can drop your animals off. We'll take care of it. It will be free or a very minimal charge.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, we're all trying to be humans. We're not trying to be capitalistic. We just want to help each other out.
And there's so many silent partners out there that you don't even, I mean, you see the media on some of the great heroes for sure. But every time we had an emergency at the Orange County Animal Shelter where people had to evacuate, we didn't get very many animals coming into the shelter because they did exactly that.
Right.
They went to the things that were available to them in their community, and their veterinary hospital was number one. I remember the name of the app. It's the Watch Duty app. So if you don't have it on your phone, download the Watch Duty app.
I still work at the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, which is like a smaller, not county-owned shelter. And I think people sometimes forget, too, like you said, about the clinics or the smaller shelters. I mean, Laguna Beach is nowhere near Malibu, and they have four cats there right now that they're housing until people can kind of get back on their feet from the LA fires. So even if you can't find somewhere that maybe isn't your ideal area or close to you, I mean, we're still only about an hour from LA, but... you know, close enough that
pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, just call because people
are
away
from the fires for sure.
Yeah. I mean, into another fire zone. But you know,
that's what I was seeing with the with the horses. Is people were saying we need to evacuate. Where can we take these horses to? And you need to be, you can't be in the next place that we have to evacuate it. We need to get a reasonable distance away because we're not going
to
keep moving them.
You're right.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions for Dr. Hawkins?
I do not. I think it was excellent. Excellent time talking to you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for being here. And I just want to let all our listeners know that if you do have any questions for Dr. Hawkins or myself or that you want to hear on the show, please let us know. We plan on having experts like this with a lot of leadership experience here answering your questions as often as we can. So we would like to say thank you for listening. Mallory, thank you as always.
Yeah, sorry, I was choking. I needed to bring water in with me. Here
thanks for having me. This is great.
Absolutely.
It was great to have you, Dr. Hawkins.
We'll talk to you all next time.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.